Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While inflation and interest rates saw significant increases last year, this year is looking much more stable. So is the so-called soft landing here? Well, let's check in with one of our resident economists. Frank Heffner is the director of the Office of Economic Analysis and professor of economics at College of Charleston, and we have him on the phone. Frank, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
So tell us, the soft landing, did it occur?
Well, it's a good question. Have we actually landed? And so just this past week, we've hit kind of a double whammy on unexpected news. And so for a lot of the listeners, what's probably a little disconcerting is that, especially if they were looking at the financial markets, but what's happening now is people are making forecasts and then reacting because their forecasts are wrong. Basically, the double whammy that hit us recently that caused the market to tremble a little and causes some consternation about what the Federal Reserve is or isn't going to do is the fact that, first of all, gross domestic product on the first estimate for the first quarter of this year was 1.6% growth, which is quite a bit lower than the 3.4% that we had in the fourth quarter and was lower than what people expected. First of all, this is the first estimate. It will be revised. So from that perspective, when they talk about the traditional soft landing, hard landing, or whatever landing the Fed is engineering, as if they could actually engineer something, is we haven't tipped into the negative side. So indeed, no one is talking recession. So from that perspective, has the Fed or will it continue to be able to put a handle on and rein in inflation without stifling the economy more? Speaking of inflation, personal consumption expenditures went up 3.7%. And so that's the double whammy, because that was higher than what a lot of people expected. But by almost every measure that anyone uses, prices are still continuing to go up. So I keep commenting that we may have actually baked into the system inflation expectations, which will continue no matter what. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts where we are this week.
All right. So let's hone in on South Carolina now. How is our picture looking? I know our employment rates continue to look good.
Yes, indeed. So the unemployment rate is low, comparatively speaking, and also compared to many other states in the nation. But more importantly, the development of jobs, economic growth in terms of number of jobs, it continues to increase. And at a higher rate than what you would normally expect. So we're seeing positive growth across the state. We're still seeing increased interest or continual interest in people migrating to South Carolina and also firms expanding in South Carolina. So there's always a momentum that's built in that situation. And what's amazing also is that firms continue to expand apparently across the country. So even though GDP did not grow that great so far until we do the revised measures, across the board, people are still looking at positive signs in terms of economic development. And we certainly see that in South Carolina.
And so the labor pool is making progress in bringing in the workers that we need for all of this expansion and growth?
Well, there was some debate before, and there still is. I don't know if we're going to resolve it, but the labor force participation rate in South Carolina is still relatively low compared to what it was, say, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. But that's the number of people that are actively working or looking for jobs. And part of that's because of the aging structure of the population. So the in-migration, as I like to point out, is people aren't moving to South Carolina to be jobless. So they're coming in to fill jobs, and that's providing two things. One, a positive outlook that we have the jobs, and two, the labor force that we need in order to fill the jobs that businesses require.
Well, Frank, as always, thank you so much for your time and the update.
Thank you. Enjoyed talking to you.
Frank Heffner is Director of the Office of Economic Analysis and Professor of Economics at the College of Charleston. And remember, you can hear this show again anywhere you find podcasts and at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.